Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Not gonna get us. That's exactly what we're trying to help you with this week. With tips and tricks on how to identify farming and phishing schemes. Pretty much everything except for this show and our website, you can't trust. How's that?
And
did
you
cover it?
And you can barely... Well, no, actually, you can trust us with your life.
The one-size-fit-all solution that everybody's always looking for?
Yeah.
That's the only way I can think of telling you.
Well, yeah, get rid of your computer and unplug from the internet. There you go.
That's a one-size-fits-all.
For sure, you'll never get a virus that way.
Otherwise, in order to stay up with these things, you have no choice but to stay in touch with trusted sources, whether it's our newsletter, CNET's a great site to know what's going on. It's
Brandon.
A little technical. Brandon, you want to stop by his house and just knock on the door and go, hey, B-Diz, tell me about farming.
Right.
Yeah.
I live out in Gilbert, so I know about farming.
Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Gilbert.
You don't have horses. You got to kill it. You don't kill it. You call it Gilbert, right?
There's horses nearby.
Oh, so it is Gilbert.
I'm on the edge of where Gilbert turns to Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Yeah.
It's Gilbert.
I'm right there.
Me too.
Shall we go, before we go back to the phones, real quick to your little segment there, Matt?
My little segment?
Very little.
My little segment this week, the Geek Speak of the Week.
With a lot of energy.
With a lot of energy.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is brought to you by Matt.
That's me.
Who's going to actually read.
I am.
And speak.
Yes, I am.
I thought it was M. Bao now.
M. Bao.
Mm-hmm. M. Dot.
What it is.
All right, what it is. Hand.
Hand, like in...
I've got two of them.
You? Yes.
All right.
Hand. That's our Geek Speak of the Week?
Yeah, our new Geek Speak of the Week is Hand. Hand actually is an acronym.
You
put your hands together. Yeah.
See, like that.
That's right. Hand is used in instant messaging conversations such as Yahoo Messenger, MSN Messenger, AIM.
Every single cell phone on the planet that's owned by somebody less than 17 years of age.
Text messaging. Yes, exactly.
And so if I type H-A-N-D to somebody, what am I saying?
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
That's
why
right.
Wouldn't you just say, like, bye, which is really short?
You're trying to be nice.
That's right.
Or, like, the letter C dash yuh, you know?
Yeah, that's next week. Sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're gonna get into more of the instant messaging. In fact, we're going to have to do a whole show on those instant messaging acronyms, especially for those clueless parents.
BRB.
Well,
what does that mean?
Mom and Dad, if you see your kids typing POS all of a sudden on whatever they're typing... That means parent over shoulder. Mm-hmm. That means watch what you're saying now because my mom and dad are watching.
Let's stop.
So we need to arm the parents out there with some knowledge.
Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of knowledge, let's see if we can impart some to whoever's next up on the computer corner. Who would that be?
It would be Dave with a computer question,
Dave.
Of course.
Dave,
I have two questions for you, gentlemen.
Well, thanks for holding. First of all, what might they be?
First, I have a desktop computer that doesn't want to shut itself off. It goes all the way down to the screen and then reboots itself again.
You mean when you tell it to shut off, it says, no, I think I'll reboot.
Well, yeah, it gets all the way down to the screen where it says turning off, and then it says, all of a sudden it reboots. It goes right back to doing it. I didn't hit the restart button.
It wasn't sleepy.
I know, but it would like to get it to go to sleep. It's a little harder than to get it to that point and then shut the power off.
My two-year-old, I try to put her to bed sometimes, and she says, but I need a glass of water. And then you get her the water, and she goes, well, I want you to read me a book. And then you read her a book.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe it's the same.
And it doesn't change when they become teenagers.
I know. I have one of those, too.
Gets worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dave, like what's happening is something that has been installed into... Now, which version of Windows do you have?
XP.
Okay, Windows XP, something that was installed into it is modifying the way it works in such a way that when it goes to shut down, generally what it does is it does a roll call and says, okay, everybody, out of the pool. And then it waits. And something that's being told to get out of the pool is telling Windows to restart instead of it's okay to shut down.
Or...
That's real helpful, huh?
Or you could have a hardware problem, which is a little less likely, or even more likely, with Windows XP, generally, it's not the kid not getting out of the pool, which can sometimes be the case, especially with older operating systems, but I would check to see if there is what's called a BIOS update for the motherboard for your computer. Now, this is going to take a little bit of hunting. You're going to either have to figure out what brand and model computer do I have, and hopefully it's something mainstream, or if you don't have something like one of the big an HP, okay, you could go to their website and kind of dig around a little bit for the driver section, and you'll be able to download what's called a motherboard BIOS update, and then flash that motherboard BIOS, and then maybe take care of the problem, or maybe make things even worse.
Yes. it's your choice.
One of the common things that causes this is the power saving circuitry, a combination of the hardware and the software not communicating well. Just like the opposite of this is when people have their machine go into standby, you know, where it's kind of dozing.
Yeah, it just kind of sits away too to push a button.
Yeah, and then it doesn't want to come back.
It's like coma.
Yeah.
Instead of standby.
Yeah, it's not the coma mode, the standby mode. It's the coma mode, exactly.
All right. But this is probably better off bringing it in somewhere and let them look at it.
Well, here's the deal. How old is the HP?
About 2 years old.
When did it start?
About 4 months ago.
Does this happen every single time? Or
every single time.
Okay, you know what? Go look to see what you installed about four years ago.
Four months and 1 day ago.
Do you know how to do that? I'll give you a really cool technical tip how to do it.
Okay.
Open up your My Computer icon.
Uh-huh.
Open up your C drive.
Yeah.
Go and look at your various folders in there. There's one that's called Program Files.
Uh-huh.
Open that up.
Uh-huh.
And now you got to change the view from whatever it is to the Details mode, where it'll show you the dates of the folders.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can resort by the date by just simply clicking on the date header.
Okay.
It'll resort all those folders by date, usually oldest first, newest last. So you can either scroll down or hit it again, and it'll resort by the newest folder. The idea being you can see exactly, go back 4 months, okay, what's been installed since this started happening, just to see if there's something obvious like, oh, yeah, I put that special $29 program that claimed to be able to fix everything and anything in my computer forever. That was about 4 months ago.
Okay, well, that's one. Now, the second one's a little trickier. My daughter's notebook computer had decided it doesn't like the letters G and A.
G and H.
You don't need those letters, so don't worry about it.
G and H and backspace. And so what it's doing is, not all the time, intermittently, it'll stop. G and H won't. You can tap those buttons till you turn blue, till your finger falls off, and they don't work. Same thing with backspace. And then she'll turn it off, and maybe you'll come back, and it works. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it stops in the middle of something.
You know, I'm trying to think of a language that doesn't use the G and the
I'm
H.
I'm thinking, how about substitutions? Because like a G, the Q looks very similar.
You know, we can go to Cyrillic.
Well, we're really close to like Hawaiian language but the H is pretty prominent.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
Aloha. Yeah.
You know what's interesting is I used to have a notebook computer a while back that those same two letters and the backspace key were the only times that they were the only keys with the problem, and it was very intermittent. And so I decided, you know, I'm just going to get this little. I got a little small tiny keyboard that would plug into the USB port. And wouldn't you know, every time I plugged that keyboard in, the G and the H and the backspace key would work again, and I could unplug it and it would keep working. And so I just kept that keyboard around, and every now and then, if it acted up, yeah, and I don't know why, but it actually worked.
That's the kind of quality information you can expect from the computer corner.
Obviously.
Where else are you going to get that?
Now, here are the possibilities. How old is this notebook?
3 years.
3 years, okay. If something got spilled at some point, and it could have been quite a while ago, especially something sugary like a soda pop, that can get inside the membranes there and have a pretty major impact. Because it's coming back, it's probably not that. It probably is electronic, kind of like what Brandon was experiencing. And generally that means the only fix is to replace the electronic component that's failing. There, and then that's where the fun begins, because the keyboard itself could be the problem, or it could be the component that actually received the signal from the keyboard.
I'm feeling awfully psychotic, though, because, you know, that whole, it's the exact same keys, and that USB keyboard trick worked for me, and I don't know why.
Brandon, you sold it on eBay, what, a year and a half ago, didn't you?
For more than he paid for it.
Hey, maybe that's your notebook.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, you can try an external keyboard and see if the same thing happens, because if it does on the external keyboard, then you know you got some major component problem inside the notebook.
Or you're living in the Twilight Zone.
Yeah. So the question is, someone recommended that if it's a keyboard, I could go to the Hewlett-Packard site and order a keyboard from them for like $50.
For a notebook?
That's what I was told by. We won't mention any names, but some repair shop.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
To buy a keyboard for that price from HP, I would kind of doubt. If you went on eBay, you could probably find some place that sold a knockoff that would be a replacement for about that price.
Well, there are a lot of companies that specialized in older notebook replacement parts, and you might be able to find somebody that way.
right.
So you want to, you know, that's when you jump
on. I'm just trying to see whether it's worth trying to fix it or just
plug
it and go ahead and get her a new computer.
Unless you can find a keyboard very inexpensively, probably isn't going to be cost effective. Is this a notebook that actually travels, or is this one of those that was meant to travel that ended up sitting on a desk forever?
It did travel for a while, and then it kind of found a home.
Because if it's just sitting on the desk, get a keyboard and a mouse and a regular monitor and just treat it like a CPU.
Well, hers is the desktop that's not working either. So she's got two computers.
Between the two, you've got all the pieces you need to make one, probably.
Well, actually, Dave, I'm beginning to think that destiny suggests that you might have, should have been Amish.
Yeah.
You know, because technology.
Either that or my daughter's room has poltergeist.
Yeah, well, that the most daughters
or
do.
Or she just
right?
wants a new computer.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, I've been checking to see if she's dropping any chemicals on it lately. Yeah. All right, well, listen, thanks for the help, guys.
All right, good luck.
Bye bye.
And the Did You Know segment for that HP he's talking about.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that HP in the airline industry is the America West internal symbol? That's HP.
Wow. That's cool.
For happy people.
Gosh, I'm going to have to go take a break and ponder that.
Yeah.
You know why I, of course, cover that kind of information?
Mm-hmm. For Jody.
I don't. No, not just for Jody.
No?
No.
For the rest of the world.
For the entire world to know about HP.
All right.
We're going to repent and reboot. And when we come back, our download of the week and more of your calls and questions. It's the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
We're happy people.
It's the start of something great.
Here's the lie. Here's the catch. Here's the...